right here on CorporateCoverageRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome to Port Recovery High School. It's sectional softball final. Port Recovery versus Mac Ravel, Marion Local. And we are ready for the first pitch. Jackie Ullman getting ready to deliver up.
And we're in a wind tunnel today, Bob.
A little breezy out today, absolutely, but it's not too bad. Wind's blowing out, but it ain't raining, so that's a positive. Leading off is Niefel, followed by Perrin and Partington for the Flyers. They come in 10 and 12. They're coached by Jerry Moulton.
Morning off for Marion Local will be Emily Niefeld,
Perrin, and Partington. First three batters here for the Marion Local Flyers. Facing Jackie Homan, Indians pitcher. Indians defense looks like this. Jackie Homan is doing the pitching. Brenna Homan is catching. Third base is Winning. Shortstop is Kanapke. Second base, 10. First base, Leah Jenkins. First pitch is a strike. We're underway here. Kim Archer, your left fielder. Center fielder is Chloe Greasy. Right fielder, Macy Shinnerberry. Coach is E.J. Steven. Penny 0-1. That's low 1-1. Brandon knocks it down. Had a little rain today, off and on, but the diamond looks to be in great shape.
Yep. Had a little drizzle out here about an hour ago. And
hopefully we don't get wet here. Yep. Who knows?
Get away with it. But
don't. 1-1 pitch. That's foul. Off her legs. Freshman Jackie Homan, folks, if you don't know her, if you have never seen her pitch, she is going to be a keeper. She's athletic. She's about 5'8" tall, and she can fire that ball in there. That's a ground ball, base hit, left field. Leadoff hit for the Flyers.
Just passed Niefeld
on at first, and that brings Perrin to the plate with Partington on deck. Same as the catcher for Coach Moore. Homan wants a different ball. I think that might got a little wet. She throws it in. Steve Orne's doing the plate tonight. And Andy Hubbard is on the bases. Sectional softball final. Here at Port Recovery, Indians have not won a sectional for a while. We'd love to get out of here, folks, and move on to the district at Walpock next week. So runner first in the pitch. That's a strike. Indians boys baseball team traveling to St. Mary's today to play the Rough Riders.
That got canceled.
It did?
Yep.
All right. There we go.
Yep.
There's a strike, runner goes, throw down. Oh, and then she's in there. Stolen base for Niefeld. 0-2 count on Perrin.
Stolen base for Emily Niefeld.
At least that Joe Bruns is on the PA system. You hear Big Joe in the background. Yep. Does a great job.
According to a text I got from Clayton, said that they announced at school that the game was canceled. Boys baseball.
Sitting here beside me, if you hear that voice, there's Spencey. You can hear him chiming in. And beside me is Rob Weaver. Game is also on PG-14.
And we got a little
Jay County.
Sorry.
0-2. That's high ball. 196 to right, 216 to center. 196 to left. It is blowing dead out, Spencey. We could see a big fly today.
Yep. I asked Olivia to hit 4 today.
4 would be sufficient. That one's popped up over our noggin. 1-2. Indians need to get an out here, get settled down.
Yep.
Get them for pregame jitters, get them out of the way. Ground ball shortstop. Good hop for Kanapke. Looks back, throws over to first. She gets her. Good play, Hannah. Yep. Runner stays at second base.
That was play by Hannah.
6-3 if you're scoring at home. First down.
Rachel Partington.
Here's Partington. Partington is the shortstop and hitting third for the Flyers. Bowman on deck. That's a big out. Runner don't advance. There's a bunt, good bunt, tough play. I think everybody's going to be safe. Hold the ball, kid.
Yep.
And that's a base hit bunt. Nice hit, nice bunt by Partington, and they're on the corners now with one out.
The batter.
Cleanup hitter is Bowman.
Smart of our pitcher to hang on to it and not
yeah,
try
right,
to
Neil, throw. I agree with you.
She didn't have any chance of getting early.
No, that girl had good wheels. Yep. Threw down the perfect bunt. Caught yep. the Indians.
The only thing that could have happened is throw it away.
Flyers in business here, Bob, top of the first and third with only one out. Coach Mulder would love to get an early lead here. Flyers have been playing well of late. They come in with 10-12 record. But at one time, they were 6-11. So they've won four of their last, what is that, 4-1 here in the last five games.
Yep.
Pitches a little love, runner steals, and he's hold on to it. We got a little wind out here, folks, but we're doing the best we can to knock it down. I can handle the wind. Hope you can. There's a rocket to right field base hit. One run scores, two run score, and it's a two RBI single for Bowman and the Flyers. They take a 2-0 lead.
Ashton Bowman brings
that ball was hit hard in right field. She just went with the pitch and did exactly what good hitters do, and that's lining it into right field. So here's Harding's center fielder.
Man, we got to start getting outs here.
Yep, that's
don't,
right.
Don't worry about those. Those runs are already in.
Folks, this is going to be a very high-scoring game. This is going to be a double figures both ways. That's my prediction.
Losing team with at least 10, huh?
Yeah, that's my prediction. You just can't win this blowing like this. And the thing about this is, Spencey, is, and that's a swing and a miss, it's so hard for the pitcher. I mean, she is throwing into a 30-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah.
And these girls are just going to tee off, and it's going to be we're going to be here a while, folks. We're going to have a good softball game tonight. If you like runs, get down here. That's in dirt. Good stop by Brenna. 498-529-9201 if you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. For Recovery Radio, bringing you girls' sectional softball. It's inside. Two balls and a strike. One out. Flyers dent the board first. They get two. Nice crowd on hand, folks, for the sectional softball. Grounded right back though. She does a nice job. Regains it. Throws it first. Gets you out. Good job. That was hit hard right back to home. She did a good job to stick with it.
She knocked it down. Picked it up. Over to first.
Yeah, that was a one hopper hit right back at her. She did a good job. She wears the mask, the protective mask. You see some pitchers do. I think it's a great idea because them balls just come rocketing.
Yes, they do. They're only 60 feet away, not 90 like in baseball.
Yeah, I would think some of the third baseman might. Here's a low bunt. Runner's gone. Nobody at third, and she is in there.
Yep, they were in for the bunt, and nobody covering third.
Indians had their signals crossed there. I think Hannah forgot to get over there and cover.
Yep. Just get the batter here, and we're okay.
One ball. Two outs. Flyers leading 2-0. Home in with a pitch, swing and a miss. Good job. 1-1. Lady Indian softball. We love bringing it to you folks, and we're going to follow them throughout the tournament trail. There is a line drive base hit left field. Good piece of hitting. Flyers continue to hit that ball hard. And they now lead 3-0. Here's Haley Wilker, the left fielder. And the Flyers have not got cheese. They've hit the ball extremely hard starting out the game.
Yep, they're smacking it pretty good.
Yeah.
They're getting it right where we aren't so far.
So here's a left-handed hitter, Wilker. Rose on deck. Haley's a sophomore. There's popped up foul over towards the Marion local dugout. Strike one. This is one of the prettiest softball facilities. It's out here at the Indian Heights and the subdivision. It sits between the elementary school and the housing and the practice fields out there. And we're really blessed, Spencey. We got quite the facility here. And
it should be pretty nice when and if we get that baseball facility put in behind us.
Yeah,
that happens. Yep, they're raising money, it looks like.
Nice. All right, good pitch. on the outside corner, 0-2 to Wilker. Flyers with three spots so far here in the first, and he'd like to get out of here. Jackie gets that sign from Brenna. And the pitch. That's outside. Runner goes, throws down, and she's in there. Hannah's a little late getting over there to cover, but I don't think they would have got her there. Go ahead, good wheels. Now he hits, scores another run. One ball, two strikes, two out.
Let's get this third out.
Number nine, Wilker, waving that bat around. And the pitch. Fouled back, nice piece of hit, and stays alive. Holman with the pitch. Fouled again. Brenna tried to hang on to that foul tip, couldn't hang on. Flyers tough outs here in the first, battling. Wilker's a left-hander. E.J. Stevens says, let's get out of here, guys. And the pitch. Ground ball short. Lydia Winning up on a one-hopper, throws it across, and she gets it in the inning. They get three runs on one, two, three, four hits. After half inning, Flyers lead it 3-0.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Bull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here, bottom of the first inning. Indians need three to get even. They'd like to chip away. Brenna Holman leads off. Indians lineup looks like this. Brenna Holman, Jackie Holman, Hannah Kanapke, Lydia Winning bats fourth, Rachel Ten bats fifth, Chloe Greasy, center fielder, bats sixth, Aaliyah Jenkins, first baseman's bats seventh, Kim Hart, your left fielder, bats eighth, Macy Centerberry, right fielder, batting ninth. For Coach E.J. Stevens.
For the Indians, the catcher, Brenna Holman.
We got sitting right beside Will Holman, joins the
WPGW.
Our rival.
No. Those are friends.
No. No friends. Here's Brenna. Brenna's a left-hander. She's a sophomore. She's had a great season. She's seen the ball well. She's a lot more athletic than her brothers ever were. And the pitch. There's foul back towards the school. Brenna starts in the back of the box, and she never flat foot. She's always running into that first pitch, and she's a very tough out for Fort Recovery. We'd like to see her on base here. Indians need base runners early.
Yeah, it'd be great to get a good start here, just like the Flyers.
Ball, 1-1. 10-12, Marion Local, 13-10, Fort Recovery Indians. Brenna, left-hander, in the back of that box. 1-1, high, two balls and a strike. Wind is blowing dead out to left field.
Yep, one of those odd days when the wind's coming from the south.
That's fouled back to screen, 2-2. You say odd?
Yeah, the wind doesn't usually blow from the south. Blows from the west or the north most of the time, almost always. Occasionally south, sometimes from the east, but You always get the wind coming from Indiana.
Comes from the southwest.
Yeah, sometimes.
That's hot.
West, all south, west. This is almost down. Straight south.
Coming out. We're going to argue about this one, ain't we?
You can apologize to me next week after the next 5 days.
The wind always blow out of the south. And the pits. Pop him up right to the first baseman. One up, one down. Brennan pops out to first base.
All their infielders are wearing the masks.
Yeah. There's Jackie Holman. Panic Nancy on deck.
Now up to the plate, the pitcher, Jackie Holman.
Go, Jackie. Puff yourself out.
Number 22, Jackie is a freshman.
Come on, Jackie. Come on, Jackie. Come on, baby.
Swing and a miss. Here's the 1-0.
Yep.
Ground ball in the hole. Tough play by the shortstop. She fires it across. Throws it away. Indians got a base runner. Holman makes a turn. She's going to go into second. That's going to be a hit in the air. Indians with their first base hit. Tough play. Hit it in the hole.
Run for the pitcher, Jackie Holman.
Got a pinch runner, Macy J.
Yep, good idea.
The shortstop, Hannah Kanamke.
Here's Hannah Kanamke. Hannah's the shortstop. Lydia winning on deck. Power hitters. Coach Stevens telling umpire Orne what the plan is. Jackie seems like she runs pretty good. But I don't know anything about it.
So. Well, I think pitcher-wise, they try to save them.
Let it rain. Here we go. Now we're ready to go. Number 15, Hannah, sits in the box. And the pitch. That is laser.
Ripped it.
Foul.
Way foul, but man,
that was it.
She hit that one.
Out in front of it. Joe Nutzel would call that. Chicken dance.
Foul ball.
Foul ball. 0-1. There's a little blooper. Could be a tough play. That's going to drop in there. Then the Indians now in a business here. First and third. Boy, she hit them where they're not, right, Neil?
Yep. It would have been nice if Macy could have gotten in, but she had to hold up to make sure that wasn't going to get caught, or she'd have got doubled off the inning and be over. So
here's the big shortstop, or third baseman, Lydia Winning. Lydia and cleanup hitter for Coach Stevens. All MAC player. A lot of pop in that bat. We'd like to get a couple runs here. Knock this lead down. Here's a pitch. Strike. Runner goes, and she's in there. Stolen base for Hannah Kanacki. Now he ended with two in scoring position. That left fielder is almost leaning against the fence, and she's coming in now. Oh, 0-1 pitch. That's high. Gets away from her. Runner's coming home, and she's in there. Nice job, Macy Day.
Yep.
Heads up. Boy, that was a bang-banger. You know, there's not much room behind home plate. It come off, catcher made a nice play, threw it home, and there's a bang-banger, but she's in there, and the Indians dent the scoreboard. Cut the lead to 3-1 in favor of the Flyers.
Now Konecki's at third.
And it does move on to third, so the Indians now.
So Olivia can easily get another RBI and get us a little closer. Only one out.
One ball, one strike, one out. Number 24 waves that bat around. And the pitch. That's high, little high. Two balls and a strike. 3-1, Marion Local. Bowman gets that sign from her catcher. And the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2.
Here go, Lydia.
Bowman. Throws it hard for a little right-hander. And the 2-2 pitch. That's foul tip. Lydia swung a one up in her eyes. Got lucky to get a piece of that one. And that's exactly what Coach Stevens says. Hey, it's got to be in your zone, kid. Got to be in your zone. She's antsy.
I hit you far. I can't do this.
That's probably my fault since I asked her to hit four out. She wants to hit one. Hit one.
Yeah, Neil, you never tell somebody to do that. And the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss.
All right.
Brennison, or Hannah scores on the throw over to the first.
Strikeout
swinging for Lydia, but the runner scores on a heads-up play, and it's 3-2. Good job, Hannah. What happened was, yep, swung and missed it. The ball got away from the catcher. She had to throw to first to complete it. As soon as that ball went to first, Hannah broke home, and she's in there. The Indians do exactly what they needed to do. They cut that lead to 3-2.
Okay, now we get started again.
So here's Rachel Tin. Rachel had a huge game at San Henry. We was over there watching that. And first time up, base hit scored two. Second time up, base hit scored two. Fourth time up, base hit scored two. Six RBIs Rachel had.
She was hitting the ball very well.
She's the second baseman. Chloe Greasy's on deck. Base is now clear. Two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Swinging a miss. Bowman girl throws hard. Both pitchers throw hard. Will Holman would never hit either one of these girls.
Well, most guys can't hit the girls' softball.
And the 0-1. Popped him up. Shortstop going back. She has a beat on it, and she's got an inning. The Indians get two. And after one, Mary Local 3. Board recovery 2.
After one, Mary.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you looking for a stress-free, mess-free meal? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Great pizza, wings, subs, and sandwiches. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them to reserve lanes for your birthday party and ask about their special bowling packages. Be sure to call them for some of their great wings for your graduation party or other get-together. Miracle Lanes, open Tuesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. 375-4274. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
All right, here we go, top of the second inning. There's a little popper, one pitch, one out. Just exactly what we needed.
Yep.
I'm gonna figure this out here. Okay, that means Rose.
I just got a voicemail from our principal.
Yep.
And there was a threat to the school. Someone's been arrested.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of people knew that, but it's already been taken care of, and he wanted
Here's
to inform
Frank.
The public.
Mesher on deck. She's DHing. Yeah, I heard they had him. It'll be going to...
That'll be the first I heard about it, so...
Yeah, they had a little threat at school, and they got him right away, and some little kid being a moron, so... Here's Frank, DH, with Mesher on deck. Two and oh, and a pitch. What was that? You thought that's a fence there.
Did Will flinch?
He flinched.
You never flinch, do you, Bubba?
He get hit by a 260-pound linebacker. Don't move. Two balls and a strike. That's a fly ball center field. Coming in and making a catch. Nice job by the center fielder, Chloe Greasy.
That was awesome. That was really good.
The leadoff hitter, Emily
I don't get it. You understand it? You get it?
What we got, boys?
5 o'clock.
Yeah. Long story.
All right.
Long day, long story.
We're in here like sardines.
Yeah, why are we so crowded?
Neil, you got to scoot to the side.
You're all right, Spencey.
I don't have anywhere to go, Bob.
Spencey's got pen.
There's stuff over here.
3-2 ball game, huh?
Yeah.
Two up, two down here in the top of the second.
Is Willie with us?
No, he's with Rob.
Willie's on with Rob. All right, very good.
Did you hear about the big threat in school today? Somebody can blow it up or something?
A little bit.
Mary Niekamp out there in right field. Got the grandkids out there.
Mary Niekamp's playing the right field for us today.
Yeah, she's deep right field. She's over the fence right field.
She's backyard right field.
1-1. That's inside. Two balls and a strike.
So I noticed Jackie's wearing her face mask. Did she wear that when she pitched on Saturday?
You know, I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think she did.
I didn't think she did either, but
she is today. Maybe that's a tournament thing.
Swing and a miss. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 3-2. Flyers leading here in the top of the second inning.
All of Marion's infield is wearing the masks.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing.
No, not at all.
And the 2-2 pitch. Fly ball center field. Chloe Greasy going back, and she's got it.
Nice catch right there.
In the inning, 3 up and 3 down. And after an inning and a half, Flyers 3, Indians 2.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
What about me? I do tell you one thing. I like our location here next to the girls in the dugout. They're all
we're
kind
in here.
Fired
we're settled
up.
In here.
Yeah,
you know, it's really cool. Fly ball left field. Hit well. And caught.
Nice play out there.
Chloe Greasy hit it hard. One up, one down. Here's Jenkins. Kim Hart on deck.
Aaliyah Jenkins.
Terry Hall says, I came for the game, but was apparently getting the evening news. Was it a shooting threat or a bomb threat?
Shooting, I
shooting.
All right, well,
that's foul. That's play.
So,
did we get a home run there? Is that what I'm saying?
Nope.
Two hits.
Okay, couple hits. And see how we scored a couple runs?
Yep. We was lucky to score a couple runs.
We got a good crowd here.
Yeah, absolutely. Good crowd. There's a little player, and it's going to drop. There's a base hit for Jenkins. That brings Kim Hart to the plate.
Single for Liam. It brings up the
My guess is we'll have a pinch runner there or not.
No.
We're looking here.
No, no pinch runner.
Like no call.
So here's Kim, left fielder. Mason Shinneberry on deck, squares around bunts. Doesn't get a piece of it. Coach says, told her, Hank, keep your head in it. Hold her head up a little bit.
I think this has got to be Matt's daughter, I would say.
So you think? Too, yeah. How about Joe Ben, man? What's the deal on that?
Boy, I tell you, I was shocked to see that attack.
Man, that sucks. Man. No good.
What was the accident at? Around this house?
200 E's, which is, I think it's over by, what's that? There's a foul back. Oh, nice catch. Heck of a diving catch by the catcher.
Laid out by the catcher to pick off that little flare.
Yeah, good job. Macy Shinneberry.
Macy Shinneberry.
So What was the accident?
Joe Ben was in an accident, lost his life.
Oh, man.
Last night.
I didn't hear a thing about that.
200 East would be 2 miles this side of,
yeah,
of 27. So
yeah, I think it's like Boundary Pike, the corner of Boundary,
yeah,
Pike and 200. It's a gravel road.
Okay.
There's a square button.
I think that's out there, kind of in his neck of woods where he lives.
Yeah, I think it? He does too. Yeah, it's out there. It's 30 miles,
sure,
on 800.
Yeah. I think that's out there.
His neck of the woods. He's a great guy.
Yeah,
that's a good old family. And
yes.
And
terrible.
Yep. Five little kids.
Was he by himself or
yeah,
was he
really
swinging them
by himself? Yeah. Oh, two. Two outs here in the bottom of the second inning.
Runner first.
Brenna Humming on deck. Tying run over at first. Swing and a miss. Got her. In the inning, no runs, a hit, a runner left. Through two. Three done, two. Flyers.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, here we go. The third inning. Coffee's going to take over.
Top of the third inning. Looks like it's going to be top of the order. Niefeld, Pierin, and
Partington.
Yep. Very good. First three batters for the Flyers.
Leading 3-2. The wind is so bad. You can't hold
that stand. Yeah, I've had that. Nice pitch right there by Humming. Just catches the outside edge.
Coffee, you got here late, but
no,
these girls ripped it the first inning.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, they hit line shots.
Yeah, I see they picked up three out of the first four batters coming across the plate. That was taken outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out here. Top of the third. Indians trail 3-2. Who the Flyers beat? Man, I was trying to think of all this stuff on the way here and couldn't remember. There's a ground ball. It's going to come over to Jenkins. Jenkins is going to turn, flip over to second baseman 10, and that's going to be out number one. W data. Very good. Flyers took over in. One up, one down. That's going to bring Perrin to the plate. She grounded out to the shortstop. First time up. There's a ground ball. Just fouled down the first baseline. Super awesome crowd we got here today, Spencer. We got people out in the outfield. It looks like Scotty Wendell sitting out there in center field looking on.
Yep, and but at 5 o'clock there weren't more than 15 people here, but people got off work and got here, and
yeah,
and that's what's tough about baseball
tough
and softball. But
that was in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike.
It is
the number two hitter appearing.
It's great that people get out here and support these kids, and you know, the last couple of years, softball especially has been giving them a lot to come see, and baseball's been doing it for a while, and so we've gone from 20 people to 50 people to 100 people at most of the games.
Ooh, taking a little low. Looked like it was right across the heart of the plate, but called low by the umpire. Two balls and a strike now. One away. Nobody on. Number two hitter and the catcher. Pierin.
Nice pitch.
Two balls, two strikes.
Yeah.
front of it, but she got a piece of it to hang in there.
Let's go, Jackie. Let's get her here.
Come on now. Let's get this out and let anybody on. Ooh, nice pitch right there. Caught that ice edge out there, and that's going to be a K looking right there in the book. So two up, two down. That was a good one. Somewhere along the line, Bobby missed somebody in the book or something, but I'm one behind. So we're... Oh, okay. Bowman's your batter now. Very good. There's a ground ball foul down the third base line.
Yeah, we'll be the only ones seeing our book, so it doesn't, we'll be just fine.
It absolutely is fine. I made the exact same mistake on Monday.
It is not hard to do.
We're not used to that flex batter, so yep. We're not sure.
Yeah, we did the exact same thing.
There's a ground ball over to Hannah Konaski. It's short. She comes up, fires across the infield. And that's going to be out number three. Nice play by Hannah Konaski at shortstop. Three up, three down. And that's going to take us to the bottom of the third. Indians trail by one, 3-2. Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, here we go. Ready for the bottom of the third inning. Indians going to start with the top of the order with Brenna Humann, Jackie Humann, and Hannah Konaski, first three batters. Need a round to get things back even, Bobby, and this might be the lineup right here to get it 1-4.
Sir, top of the order for Coach Stevens. Indians need a couple here.
Good swing right there. Bounce it back to the screen.
I didn't know if we'd get this baby in today.
Well, I tell you what, it kind of kept splitting and going around a little bit, didn't it? I was north of 29, a mile this morning. Poured there.
Look how far in the infield the outfield is.
Yeah, it looks to me like we can get one over her head, huh? All of them. Now they're shifting.
There she kept her. She's seen that, too. And she says, you know what?
She was going to go on that run. She was going to try to push it out there.
Absolutely.
Come on, Pete, you got this. Come on, Brenna.
Go, Brenna.
One ball, two strikes. The leadoff hitter, Brenna Humann.
Come on, Pete. Come on, Brenna. Beat this one.
Brenna steps out.
Yeah, so good call. Good time right there. Good time.
Baseball game got canceled tonight, you know that?
Oh, did it?
Yeah, they know. Swenson said they announced it at school today.
Clayton, let me know about it.
He said, you know what?
We'll have to work out perfect. Yeah, it did, absolutely.
We got to find out if the Arcanum game got canceled today. Yeah. Because if that's the case, we won't play tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't think we'd play that one, I would hope. But,
well, if they told Fort Recovery that high, if their game got canceled today, they had to play that game today, tomorrow, because it's a league game.
Oh, to finish out their league.
Yeah,
so they would play the last and play the other.
That league.
They would play. Yep. All right, I follow you.
Come on, Brenna.
Here comes a 3-2. That's swung on and fouled down the left field line.
It's like we need the old weed eater out there in left field.
Probably was perfect this morning. It grows that fast. I don't know about you.
That might be right.
I actually was going to mow today, and I didn't get it done. I think I might, if we get done here tonight, I might go and zip through. My wife said, let's go get something to eat afterwards.
Maybe she can buy it. We can go get something to eat.
Bad idea.
Dirty hit.
That one's high, ball four. Way to work at
all
her.
All right.
Nice at bat right there by Brenna Humman. She fought and fouled him off and finally reaches on a base on ball. So we get our leadoff hitter down to first base. That's our tying run and our go-ahead run coming to the plate. In our pitcher, Jackie Humman. Just a freshman. She shows bunt. She pulls back. There goes the runner, and the throw's going to be off target. And now we got Brenna down there in scoring position. So the tying run over at second base, helping now with a chance to dive in. The tying run. Hannah Kanapke on deck. Jackie had a single in the first inning. And that's hit pretty hard, folks.
Get out of
that's
here.
That's going down, and that's going to be out of here.
That is great.
That's going to not only tie the game, but we'll take the lead. Jackie got underneath that one, and she popped it up in the air, and that baby went all the way out right by the scoreboard for a two-run home run.
At the top of the fence, it looked like, and went right on over. That was awesome.
Well, that's what we're talking about right there.
There we go.
The Indians take a one-run lead now, 4-3. Still nobody out. And that's going to bring Hannah Kanapke to the plate with Lydia Winning on deck.
The girls are fired up over here now, Bobby.
Nice pitch right there for a strike right at the waist of Hannah.
That hit the yellow pipe.
Yeah, I couldn't see it.
And goes over.
Saw it pop up in the air, but pulls foul.
I said before the game that this was going to be double-figure game.
Yeah.
15-12, something like that. 4-3 in the third.
So was the rain over by the time you got here?
Because I got here 20-4 or 20-5, and it was.
It was over by about 15 or 20 after four.
Okay.
But it threatened a couple of times. I think there was a sprinkle or two, but nothing that we even had to wipe off the table after that.
All right, Hannah hangs in there. She pounds that one off back to the screen.
It's in a hole 0-2, but she's just getting enough of it to hang in there.
Start us off again here, Hannah. That third baseman is playing on the line. That's a rocket right back up the middle, right to the pitcher.
Kind of hit it off the end of the bat.
Yeah, line drive right back up to the old pitcher for out number one, and that's going to bring Lydia Winning to the plate.
I think Coach Stevens just told Lydia, relax, kid, relax. She's still not first time up.
She was
real anxious.
Yeah. I can picture it.
Let it come to you, kid.
That was in the dirt for a ball. This young lady, did she finish her season now with 10 taters?
We know we had
mine at 9 or 10.
Nine?
Yeah.
Well, I thought CP.
I knew of 9. 10.
You got with 9?
I only know of 9. So I don't know if she got
2 more. She ties Bobby's record. I mean, he was a senior for 11 home runs then, I think.
Bobby had 11?
Bobby, did you have 11 home runs?
I had counting that one. I had counting that
inside the barber when you
almost had double.
Did you? Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Aces Wild, as we like to call it on Port Recovery Radio. CP branded that name. That one's popped up. I hit my golf cart back there.
You got the cart up?
Yep. She's muddy, man.
You drove the cart over, huh? Cool. Did you pay to get in, then?
Actually, I didn't even. I was in such a rush coming over here. I probably, where's the tip?
Over there on the sidewalk.
No, I didn't.
Come in the back door.
Back door sailing.
Actually, I think there's somebody walking over here right now with some pretty little 6 pounds.
I'll settle up where I'm good. 2 balls, 2 strikes. There's a rocket down to the third baseman off the end of her glove, and that's going to be a base hit for Winning.
Nice hard hit.
She hit that baby on the screws right down the line. And that girl, she was playing right there. It just got on her so fast that she got her glove out just a little bit tardy, and that ball was off the end of the webbing. Easy base hit. So now we got. Hang on. We got trouble.
Got a bad seed, boys.
Got a bad
buttersoft ball. Brand spanking new one coming into play right here.
Rachel Tinn's going to be our batter right now. She's a number five hitter for the Fort Recovery Indians. They get a couple of runs here so far in the bottom of the third inning. They took a one-run lead. Now they lead 4-3. Billy Greasy on deck. There's a hard hit ball going out to right center, and that's going to fall in between the two outfielders. Nice piece of hitting right there. I'll tell you what, Rachel Tinn had like five or six RBIs there on Saturday. We saw her hit the crap out of the ball.
I'll tell you, Calby, with that ball being in front of Lydia Winning, she's got to go. She had to be on third.
I was surprised. When I looked up, I was surprised I didn't see her heading to third.
Yeah, I would have thought Lydia should have been third.
Did she think for a second that potentially it was
catchable? Yeah, I'm sure that's
something
what it was.
But.
Now they're going to talk it over a little bit here. The Flyers.
We're going to have Chloe Greasy going to be coming to the plate. She's our center fielder. Followed by Leah Jenkins. Two on, one out, two across the plate in the bottom of the third. Indians take a one-run lead here so far.
Yep. Playing pretty well right now. We've shut the Flyers out in the second and third inning, fortunately, so keep that up if we can. Like Bobby says, this is with this wind blowing and two pretty good offensive teams, we're probably going to see a lot of...
I got a feeling their number is going to change where this game's over with, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We just got to keep pouring it on. That's what we got to do, Spencer.
Yes,
so Greasy's got a chance now to dive in a run. Winning out at second. Rachel Tinn over at first. Swings it a low one right there.
Yeah, that one got away from the catcher, but not didn't get very far.
Here comes the 0-1. That's a hard hit ball to shortstop. Shortstop comes up with it, goes to third for the force out, and that's all they're going to get.
Tried to slide and stuck. Yeah, she's okay. Looked like she came up limping a little bit, but she's already run it off.
One thing gets blurred out at third on the force out. Chloe reaches on the fielder's choice. Finn goes over to second. That's going to bring Jenkins to the plate. She had a base hit the first time up in the second inning. She swings at that one, pops it up second baseman, coming over to make a play, and she does. That's going to do it for the Indians, but hey, we pick up a couple big ones here in the bottom of the third. We take a one-run lead. Indians lead 4-3.
One hit.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this Mother's Day with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your mother or grandmother. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialist assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back here. Here we go, top of the fourth inning, Bobby. It's going to be Harding's, Demange, and Wilker, first three batters. The Indians grabbed a one-run lead there in the bottom of the third with a home run by Jackie Homan. That one's popped up over our heads. I was on that, wasn't I?
Get it.
Like we talked last night at the baseball game, once you get that lead and you score a couple runs, you want to come in, you want to get those outs and get back in there and bat again. Don't give them that momentum back. Last night we couldn't get that accomplished with the boys there against the Redskins. That one gets past Brenna. Two balls and a strike. The Harding's, the man's on deck.
The winner of this game will move on to Walpock District on Tuesday, and we will play game two, or the winner will.
That's it pretty well out toward center field. There comes our center fielder, and that's going to fall in there in front of her for a base hit. So Harding's on, tying run on at first, and here comes the go-ahead run for the Marion Flyers, and it's going to be Olivia Demange.
I just looked at the forecast, and they were kind of, now they're saying very heavy rain tonight.
Yep.
Gosh, dang it. So half to an inch, what they're saying.
Lead that. There's a nice bump down the line, and that's going to be coming in when he's going to get it when it's foul.
Good job, Lydia, getting that ball before it rolled back fair, you know, down the line.
That maybe was right down the chalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's saying drizzle starting in 20 minutes, stopping after 15 minutes of drizzle, but we can play in drizzle. This won't help the equipment.
That's going to be over to Grace, over to and back. Nice pop up over there to Rachel Tin, and then she was going to fire back over to Leah, and the runner was back in time. So,
God, but we noticed that on Saturday with her. Very heads up. Yeah, very heads up.
Absolutely. She knows where people are at. She knows what she's going to do to it if it's hit to her, and that's a lot when it comes to this kind of game. Good pitch right there against Wilker. That's going to be strike one.
Okay, so let's look at the history of this ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Now, didn't Bill Link make a big donation to this? The Link family?
Probably in Cindy's name.
Yes.
I'm not sure that he did something, and I don't know if it was this or not. I would say it's probably correct.
I was saying that's how this thing all got started.
Well, I know that it would have been built and probably finished in about 1998. So I'd say we're 20 years deep, maybe 21 here on this diamond.
It's really nice. They got it all cemented up here, just the way our baseball field should look.
And it will.
Yep, that's right. But I don't know if it'll be in our lifetime or not.
Let's hope. Ooh, right there. Nice pitch right there. Good eye by Wilkers. Just a tad outside. Two balls, two strikes. One out here. Runner at first.
Let's go, Jackie.
It ends up one.
Jackie Homan, who's been the hitting star with a two-run big fly.
Oh, yeah. That one's popped up. Out towards left center. The outfielder's come over, and it's going to get in the webbing of one of them, but it's going to pop out. And all the runners are going to advance. We got to play at third, and that's going to be safe at third. So an error on our left fielder. Harding's going to go to third, and Wilker is going to end up at second. So now the go-ahead run in scoring position for Rose. Did they say Rose? They might catch it. We're trying to figure
number
out.
Number 14. So
number 14.
Yep, favorite Rose.
There's a nice bunt right there, and she's going to lay it down. Wedding's going to come up with it, and she's just going to hang on to it. Good bunt and good defense right there, because we didn't allow that run to score, but we allowed that runner to get over to first. So it's going to go down as a base hit.
Number 6, Allison Frank.
All right, so Allison Frank's going to be she's the DH here. Bases loaded, one out. Flyers down one. Track one, right across the heart of the plate.
Nice pitch. Maybe we can get a double play here.
Yeah, I'd like to get it out here for sure, one way or another.
Yep, definitely want to stop them from scoring. But
that's a ground ball over to Hannah Konecki. Hannah comes up with it. She fires home to Brennan, and she gets the out.
Yeah, Hannah.
Great work by Hannah Konecki. Frank's going to reach on the fielder's choice.
By Hannah Konecki.
And Harding's going to go down 6-2 in the book for out number two. Going to roll the top. So the Mesher girl is the one that is our flex player, and we'll roll the top back to Nikop. Two outs. Big batter right here for the Flyers. Big out for the Indians if we can get it. Bases loaded. Two outs. She's waiting on that baby, and she pulls a foul over the Flyer dugout.
Our Reds are leading 3-0, bottom of the eighth.
Eugenio Suarez and Dietrich with big games so far for the Reds. And it looks like Tanner Roark pitched six innings of three-hit baseball. Well, we need to win this sucker.
Oh, man. Tell me about it, Bobby.
Last I saw last night, it was 4-2 we were ahead, I think. We gave up two runs in the first, and then 4-2. I said, that's it. Lights out. No balls, two strikes.
Come on, kid. Don't want to give her anything to hit right there. She throws it outside.
Trying to make a case
in there.
They set up for the same thing. Let Brenna sneak out there and see if she'll chase this one too. But Brenna's lined up right behind the plate. A little bit low and inside.
Bases loaded.
She does. I think she hits some spots where she wants to.
Now this is this leadoff hitter?
Yep, Neufeld.
Okay. She hit a rocket leading off the game to right field.
There's a rocket down the third base line. Hit the runner in foul territory. Everybody's good.
That's why you do that.
That's why you go in foul territory. Is right. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the fourth inning. It ends up by one, but the Flyers are threatening with bases loaded.
It's a big at-bat.
Big pitch right here. Big pitch right here. Let's just get it right here, and let's don't make it a 3-2 count.
Ooh,
smidgy inside. High fly's good.
Ah, man, that looked really good from here.
High fly's good, just a little inside. And now we go full count. I don't know if these runners can take off. I don't know the rule on that. We're going to wind out. Here comes the 3-2 in the dirt ball four.
My understanding is when it leaves the pitcher's hand,
none of them left after it got to the pitcher.
So Wilker comes across the plate. Throws over to third. Frank's to second.
Then he's got a late start.
Hey, new ball game. All fours on the scoreboard. Fourth inning. Marion with four. Indians with four. There's a ground ball. It's going to get past Kenny for second. It's going to score one for sure. It's going to come around there. It's going to score two for sure. So Rose comes across the plate. Franks comes around. She scores. Neufeld goes to second. And Perrin is over at first with a base hit.
Partington now the batter. Bowman on deck.
Big inning so far here for the Flyers. They got three across the plate. They took the lead back, just like we talked.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we got the lead. We wanted to come in, hold them. There's a ground ball over to Penny. Penny going to field a clean over to Jenkins, and that's going to be the third out. But in the inning, a lot of damage done by the Flyers. They pick up three, and they take the lead back over. Flyers now up 6-4.
3.5.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
At Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery to get the most out of your investment.
Hi, we're back here for the bottom of the fourth inning. Kim Hart's going to lead us off, followed by Macy Shinneberry, and then we roll back to the top to Brenna Homan. And he's trailed by 2-6-4. Flyers put up a three-spotter on us in the top of the fourth. Swing and a miss right there by Hardy. So far, the Indians with four runs. They've got five hits. We've stranded five so far in this ball game. Okay.
freezing. 0-1. Oh, I'm freeze. But it's humid out.
Yeah, a lot of moisture in there.
That's why it could rain all night.
Oh, but no. Swing and a miss, got her. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to Kim Hart. She goes down swinging. Strikeout number 3 for the Flyers.
You know, you look at this Indian lineup, Copy, and they have 3 girls who started last year that are on the bench with injuries.
Yeah.
And you know, you take those girls and you add them to this lineup. Problems. You ain't kidding.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Now, Macy Day's had a shoulder problem. The Tebby girl has a major shoulder problem. So
that's a tempted bunt. That's going to go foul.
And I think it was another Homan girl, right?
Well, is the Rammel girl, like Kurt Rammel's daughter, is she on the team? I saw her. And
yeah, I don't think she, I mean, she's JV player. Yeah.
She's track.
Yeah.
She's a shot putter.
Oh, I saw her on the bench there on Saturday at St. Henry.
She might be doing both.
Yeah, no. That one's high. Good eye right there. 1-2. To Shinnerberry. She struck out swinging her first time up here in the second inning.
Her name's on the roster. I think she plays softball.
Whitley?
Yeah.
Swing and a miss. Got her right there. 2 up, 2 down, both by victim of strikeout.
The catcher, Brennan Homan.
And we roll the top back to Brennan Homan. Let's get somebody on here, you never know. Last time Jackie Homan was up, she took one over the left field wall for a 2-run. Wait, call?
Big fly.
Big fly.
Come on, Brandon. Come on, Brandon, right here, girl.
Here we go. Tucker out the old scoreboard.
There's a ground ball back up the middle to the pitcher. Pitcher comes up with a clean. She fires over to first, and it's going to be 3 up, 3 down. And we'll roll to the top of the 5th inning. Indians trail 6-4.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, and I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here for the top of the 5th inning. Going to be Bowman Harding's in demand. First 3 batters for the Marion Local Flyers. They lead 6-4 over our Indians here. There's a slow little liner. Goes off the glove of Jackie Holland, and that's going to be right out in center field for a leadoff hit. 1 pitch, 1 hit.
Jackie starts her with a changeup, and the girl was right on it.
She was waiting on that little off-speeder, and she was right back up the gut.
35, Brooke Harding.
So Brooke Harding's going to be the batter now. Runner at first, nobody out. Olivia DeMange on deck.
So we really have no idea what our schedule is next week as far as boys baseball, or even tomorrow, depending on what we find out. We could have the Indians baseball in Anzonia on. One thing we know we won't have on, we will have boys sectional final next Friday afternoon.
Yep.
At Fort Recovery against the winner of the Bloomwood.
That's our only given right now.
That's our only given.
There's a rocket right beside Lydia Winning. That's going to go in left field for a hit. So back-to-back singles by the Flyers put runners at first and second.
Copy, this is not the same Mary Local team that we run real early in the season.
Yeah.
This team has been playing with a lot of confidence. They're 4-1 in their last five, and they're showing it tonight. They're hitting the ball hard again.
Well, they just come up and they're taking their whacks at it.
Absolutely.
You know?
It's amazing when you have confidence in it.
Yep, absolutely. And hitting is contagious. We've known that for a long time, and there's a nice bunt. Perfect bunt down to Winning. Winning fires the first. And I didn't see the call. Bobby, she saved it first.
Hold her safe.
Lydia's got a, she, you know, she brought it up and she put it in her glove and then made the throw. She got a bare hand and fired.
Just fired down there. These bases are nice and short.
Yeah.
She laid that, she killed that bunt pretty short right there in front of the plate, and she had to come a long way to get it. And now with nobody out, they're threatening again with bases loaded.
They are, and you know, the Indians, I'm sure they're going to come home on a ground ball here. You know, we you got to take your hats off. That's three perfect bunts.
Yeah.
The Flyers have had tonight.
So Wilker the batter, throws on deck, bases loaded, nobody out. That one swung on and popped over foul over the backstop. Right there.
Great pitch.
Took some off of that one, and then it's going to be right across the plate for an 0-2 count. Anna Kanacki playing back at double play depth. Kenny in, and Holman's in, and Ashley Jenkins.
Aaliyah Jenkins. Man, you're terrible at that.
I did that in basketball season just about every time last year.
One ball, two strikes to Wilker. Keeps a piece of it.
Just battling. They battled us.
Let's get her here.
Yeah, we need to make a nice defensive play here and get it out. Nice pitch right there. Trying to get her to chase one little high cheese, and she didn't go for it. Two balls, two strikes. Indians trail by 2-6-4. Indians 13-10 on the season. Flyers come in at 10-12. There's a ball hit hard out the left field.
Oh.
And she's going to get it in her glove and drop it.
You don't have to tag it.
Yep, just got to step on the bag. All right, so it was a fly ball out the left field. It was an error on our left fielder. And we do have a run score. Ashley Bowman comes across the plate. Burke Hardings gets thrown out at third after the drop ball. She'll go down 7-5 for out number one. Olivia Demange is over to second. Wilker at first. And Rose the batter. Seven to four ball game now. Indians trail by 3. Swing and a miss right there on pitch number one. More fans rolling in out in center field. That one's popped up over towards the Indian dugout. Jenkins comes over and can't quite get to her. No balls, two strikes, one away. Runners at first and second. That one's high and outside. Here comes a 1-2. It's going to be popped up. It's going to have a crazy spin on it. Jenkins comes in, fires over to Tinney in person. That's going to be a wild throw. It's going to score one run. I think, and I know it's hard to say, but I think that ball would have spun foul if we had just left it go, Bobby. But it was one of those deals where Jenkins came in, she made the play, she turned, and she knew she had to rush the throw, and she fired it past Tenney at her feet, and it goes out to right field, and it's going to score another run. So Demands comes around, she scores.
I think EJ's having a come-to-Jesus meeting with him here, saying, hey, come on, girls, we got to play a little better defense here. We're all right. A lot of game left. A lot of game left. And it's going to be at the mound with the team. So we're ready to go again.
Yeah, where does runners end up? Did Wilker end up on second or third?
Third.
All right, and then Rose went to second on that pass.
No, she stayed at first.
She stayed at first. All right,
first
so
third.
We got them on the corners.
From Maryland, number six, Allison Frank.
So Allison Frank going to be the batter. She's the DH here for the Flyers. They now lead 8-4. Can't give them any extra outs here, Bobby.
No,
let's see
right.
We got all these runs to make up now. So 8-4 ball game, one out. Runners on the corners. Attempted bunt, that's going to go foul over in the Flyer dugout.
Now, if they bunt it down the third baseline, maybe Lydia can freeze the runner third and get him at first. We'll see how that goes, I guess.
She does bunt down the third baseline, and I think they're going to let it go foul, and they do this time. So Lydia stayed home, and that time Hannah Kanacki charged. No runners on the corners. No balls, two strikes to Allison Frank. Brenna Hummond behind the plate. Jackie Hummond on the mound. Lydia Winning at third. Hannah Kanacki at short. Rachel Tinn at second. Leah Jenkins at first. Atlas is going to bunt up in the air, and that's going to be an out.
Take it.
That'll be the... No deal there.
Yeah, she just...
Three out. All right.
I mean, pretty good.
Three strikes.
Yep. Yep, she just ran all the way down the first. Retrieved her own bat. That's...
Number four, Emily Niefeld.
That wasn't what it looked like for a while, but...
Plus, she was acting like she was going to get back in the dugout.
Yep.
So Niefeld comes to the plate now with runners at first and third yet. She's going to watch the strike right there. Runner's going to take off and go down to second. So Rose over to second base. Now the runners are at second, third. And he's trailed by 4-8. That's going to be off the end of her bat for a strike. She kind of did a check swing, had the butt of her bat sticking out there, and it hit right off the old knob.
Yep. Things traded us, but low and slow and a fence between us. So
I wasn't scared on that.
No. Even Will didn't flinch on that one.
There's a ground ball up the middle. Going to go to Hannah. Hannah's going to fire over to Jenkins, and that's going to be out number three. But in the inning, Flyers pick up two couple insurance runs, and now they got an 8-4 lead. And the Flyers are going to play some defense here because the Indians are going to come up and want to get them bats going.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for a stress-free, mess-free meal? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Great pizza, wings, subs, and sandwiches. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them to reserve lanes for your birthday party and ask about their special bowling packages. Be sure to call them for some of their great wings for your graduation party or other get-together. Miracle Lanes, open Tuesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. 375-4274. 274.
Red wins. All right, here we go. Indians got to play some catch up here. Down 8-4. It is 2-3-4 Holman Kanacki and Lydia winning. And he's got a dinner topic.
We just got to pick a bite, like you're saying. And we got to play defense for one thing.
Fly ball right field. Tough play. That's going to drop. Jackie Homan now 3 for 3. That's exactly what we need. Base runners.
That's right.
You know, you put a little heat on them and that defense gets a little bit more nervous.
When they got to make plays.
Exactly.
That's right. You put the ball in play and the defense has to make a play somewhere. Everything gets a little bit tighter.
So here's Hannah. Hannah, the shortstop. She had a single and scored in the first and lined out the first base. So I had to time up. Ball in, says Mr. Steve Horn, fires it over.
One of our seniors here, Bob.
Great crowd here at the old fort.
No doubt.
Neil, did you get a count?
Nope.
I'll get him quick.
All right. Popped her up.
Straight up.
Tough play. Shortstop going over and makes the play. So that's out number one on the pop-up to shortstop.
Now batting.
Here's Lydia winning. Lydia 0 for 2.
Winning.
Struck out and reached on an error.
Let's go, Lydia.
Well, there's easily at least 50 past the home dugout down the right field line. So
I like it. There's 40 of them on that trampoline out there.
Yep, count in.
Got to count them. That's high for a ball.
There's six out in center field.
297.
The one ball count.
297. That's pretty good.
297. Big crowd. So we're going to miss. 1-1. One out. Where's CP at? Oh, track.
Junior high track. He hadn't got a chance to watch his brother in junior high track, and it's a MAC meet today.
Yep, good call there.
Good luck to the Indian junior high track team today.
The old tracksters. Pop him up foul.
Didn't you do a track on the radio one time? Spencer didn't lose?
No, we did a track.
No, we did
one.
We did our MAC meet.
No, we did a track meet, right? At home.
That was the MAC meet.
Oh, that was the MAC meet.
Yeah, that was the MAC meet.
I thought I listened to some of that one night.
And
it was horrible. I remember it.
Except for the one joke.
There's a ground ball, second base. And they get the force. Nice play by the second baseman. That's 4-6.
Two outs in the inning now. The second baseman, Rachel
Chen. Bobby, your joke from that isn't in the archives because it was a little off color, but
it made
Mr. Furtz pee his pants. That's a good one.
You took it out?
Yes, it had to.
Well, ball high. Two outs. Rachel 10. Rachel's 1 for 2. She popped out and singled last time up. Went down there and visit dad at first base.
She did a lot of that on Saturday.
Wow, I guess she did.
The base hit.
Make it.
Yeah, she was.
Who's got their cars parked in the yard back there?
Is that the yard or is that? That would be, I think that's... That Rumor's driveway, I think, goes back here.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine somebody be driving in the yard.
Swinging a miss on ball 2 strikes. Cook County, this development has been here for how long?
Since 1994.
1994. So did you ever dream it'd be like this?
I guess it was in my hopes, but yeah, I mean, we really turned it out. It's I'm proud as a peacock.
You have to be. There's foul back.
Getting closer to maybe sell another lot over at on Spy Run. So
all right.
Got one really nice looking home out there, and Dino's
beautiful.
You know, yeah, it turned out really nice, and
that'll take off
this fall. He'll get his yard and stuff in, and.
Is there going to be one that's going to be starting this year? Or is it going to be next year?
I hope we'll get one started this year yet, for sure, if not more.
Change up outside. 2-2. Two outs. Hey, we want to give a shout out to Rick Kramer. Rick Kramer had back surgery, folks, a couple months ago. And he's battled. He's got an infection.
And
he's in Columbus Hospital. He's been,
kidding me?
He's been laid up for a long time and swinging a mask out her.
Man, I didn't know that.
In the inning, no runs, a hit, one left. And through 5, Indians trailing 8-4.
5 complete.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, here's Perrin, the number two hitter. Sam's had a good game. She's been on a couple times, single the last time. Arlington on deck. Flyers lead, Nate Fort Kappa, many more runs.
Oh, we gotta have our defense get pretty tight here. Bobby, you know who our base umpire is down there?
Yep.
He's down there. He must be a golfer. He's down there shadow swinging.
Is he?
Yeah.
Hubbard is? He got the old practice swing.
Yeah, he was working on the golf and getting his... I cannot wait to start playing some regular golf. Man, it's frustrating.
There's a little bit of base hit up the middle. Boys, didn't hit hard, but hit them where they ain't.
It was like she knew it was coming, that off-speed breaking, or that off-speed changeup.
Just push it right over the pitcher's head and in between the short stop and second baseman and drops in there.
So here's Partington. Partington is 1-for-3. Struck out looking, grounded out, and had a base hit and scored around the first. There's a swing and a... This is strike one. Here's a name that you don't hear from old Marion Hope, but Partington.
Yeah, I know.
Every other one of them names, I got them. But Partington? Welcome to Mercer County. Grounded. Wow, boy. She did.
Nice piece of hit.
That is there.
Nice. She shows the butt and pulls back and takes a rip.
Yeah, a free hitter, boy. Lydia was charging down that line. That girl took a swing. Look at that, boy. She's right in there. 0-2. I can't imagine she's butting.
They made it up, but I agree with you right now. Looking at all of
Liddy, you got to back up. That don't make sense.
I tell you, I came over here and watched about three games a few years ago. Remember when Crystal Rammel played?
Yep.
Crystal played. She played third base, and I'm telling you, she would be right there. No face mask. Scared me to death.
And the pitch. That's a wild one. Gets away. We'll move on to second. Ball two strikes. Top of the sixth inning, your Indians trailing 8-4.
Yeah, we got two more chances here. We get in here and get these bats going. I know there's plenty of hits left in them.
That's exactly right. But we cannot give up any more runs, folks. Boy, that girl could steal, no problem. Huh? Ground ball shortstop. Anna looks her back, throws across, and she is out. Good play, Anna.
Wow, what a play right there by Hannah Konecki. That was a senior play right there, folks. She chased that young lady all the way back to the bag and then fired.
Here's Ashley Bowman, pitcher. Ashley, 2-for-3, grounded out, and had two singles and two runs scored. For Coach Jerry Moeller and the Marion Local Flyers. Jackie with the pitch, and it's a strike at the knees. Indian softball.
Jackie, find that baby in there like it's no problem.
Yeah. She's going to be
a couple different pitches. Absolutely. I can't wait to see this young lady advance here.
A little low 1-1.
Age with the school, and man, next year she'd be tough this year. Holy cow.
We had another home that was hurt, didn't we?
Olivia. She's in
Olivia. Okay, there we go. Very good. There's a strike. Ball two strikes.
She's another pitcher.
Correct?
Yeah,
she pitched last
year. Yeah.
Jackie gets that sign from Brennan to pitch. Fouled off towards Indians dugout. Neil, about hitting Neil. You all right, Spencey?
I'm okay.
It looked like it was coming at you.
It looked like it was only about 10 feet away.
Did you work today?
I didn't do calps, no. Just Mondays and Tuesdays.
So you didn't do nothing, basically?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, not much.
Did a bunch of Fort Recovery Radio stuff.
Yeah. Got her swinging. Good job.
Well, I don't have any jobs where I work hard. What about you, Bob?
Yes.
Did you work hard?
Here's Brooke Hardings.
When's the last time you sweated at
work? Are you stupid? Are you dumb?
Oh, they don't have air conditioning there?
Are you nuts?
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day is
every day's sweat. Sweat monster, huh?
CO2. For pitch strike.
He's from the glamless. He's the glamless dog. Yeah. They don't sweat.
No, Jack is unbelievable.
Jack sweat.
You've never seen by sweat
blinking in the eye. Think you sweat?
Yeah. And the pitch, ground ball, third base. Liddy winding up, fires it across. Got her.
All right. All right. We did a job there.
Runs, a hit, a runner left. After 5.5, 8-4, Flyers.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the bottom of the sixth inning. Indians need to get the old bats fired up here. They trailed by 4. 8-4. And we're going to go Greasy, Jenkins, and Hart. First three batters here for the Indians in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch is swung on and hit, and my golly, if that catcher didn't turn around and make another great play. Little pop up over the catcher's head. She turns and by goodness, we got our first final of the sectional. Minster 16. San Henry won. Minster moves on to the district. Reds win 3-0.
All right, Reds. Sweet.
In a real work. So Aaliyah Jenkins is going to step in here now with one away in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Let's go, Aaliyah.
It's in there low to her.
Did she get a hit when you called her Ashley? Maybe we ought to call her Ashley.
She did once, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we ought to get a base hit. Let's bring Ashley back.
Parkway Panthers, 24, Continental, nothing.
Whoa.
That was low right there, too. Good eye by Aaliyah.
Two balls, no strikes, one away here.
We need base runners
be
to
nice.
Get that lineup turned.
Oh, yeah, we yep. need to get that. We need to get up to the top here.
Get the back
couple
going.
Hits going here.
That one swung on and fouled down the right field line out of play.
Aaliyah, another one of our seniors, one of the two, her and Hannah Kanapke.
Ooh, that one right there on the outside edge for a strike. Now she's got a battle back here. Two balls, two strikes, one away.
Let's go, Aaliyah.
Straight up in the air. First baseman comes over. I don't know if she can make a play. And she does.
couple of outs on pop-ups, one to the catcher, one to the first baseman. And now we're going to go. We got Macy Day going to pinch hit for Kim Hart.
Didn't see a bunt.
Well, I know one thing. I watched her run Saturday, and she fast.
She is fast.
Swing and a miss right there. And he's down to their last four outs here. I sure would like to see her get on, give Macy Shinnenberry a chance here. She does try to bunt, Spencer, just like you said. She was going to bunt it down that first baseline and try to beat her out.
Yep, she is fast enough to do that if she doesn't get it in exactly the wrong place.
Yeah, I watched her do it.
Almost anywhere she can put it down there, she can beat it out.
Find yourself in a hole now. No balls, two strikes. Two outs here, bottom of the sixth inning. Swung on. She's hanging in there and knocked over the screen. Inning so far with four runs on seven hits. We've stranded seven, our six also, and we've struck out five times so far in this ballgame. We scored two in the first and two in the third. That's the four runs for the drive. That's a fly ball out towards the left fielder. Left fielder going to come in, and she's going to make a two-handed grab right there, and that's going to be out number three. Three up, three down for the Indians. They're down to their final chance. We go to the top of the seventh. We trail the Flyers by 4-8-4.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health part pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, partner, here we go. We got to hold him here. We trail 8-4 going into the top of the seventh inning. It's going to be Demange, Wilker, and Rose, first three batters. First pitch over to Hannah Kanapke. She comes up. She fires over to first base, and that's going to be one up, one down.
Another nice play for Hannah.
Haley Wilker.
Hannah's played a nice defensive shortstop here so far this evening. Wilker, now your batter with Rose on deck, followed by Frank. That one swung on and hit out towards left field. Left fielder goes back, and it's over her head. She's going to go back, pick it up, fire into Hannah. Hannah's going to come up and fire over to third base. And that's going to be a stand-up double
now
for Wilker.
For Mary Local, number 13, Amen Rose.
Hit number 12 for the Flyers.
Get the defense out, girls.
Rose takes a line drive over towards right field. It's going to get past our second baseman. Rose is going to come into first, and now we're going to have to play at the plate, and I think we got her. How about that, folks? We got a relay in there from Jenkins to Brennan Homan. Brennan gets the tag down in a hurry. And if we ever needed an out, it's that one right there, Mr. Stogler, and that was a big play right there from our right fielder to our first baseman. Picture perfect relay. Nice tag, and she goes down 9-3-2.
Man, it's a great relay by Ashley, or Aaliyah, and Brennan did a nice job blocking the plate. And bang, banger, and she's out.
Absolutely great play. Base hit by Rose. So she's standing on first base, and it's going to be Allison Trent out of the batter.
That was big.
Well, that right there could potentially get us fired up. And
yep.
Now you never know. You know, they always talk about in the big leagues, you know, you want to get that five-run lead, because a four-run lead is just a couple hits and a blast, you know?
There you go.
So we've got the opportunity. There's a ground ball to Hannah Konecki. Hannah comes up with it, and she fires over to Jenkins, and that's going to be out number three. Nice job by Hannah Konecki again at shortstop, and now the Indians down to their final three outs. We go to the bottom of the seventh. We need four to tie this thing up.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
All right, Indians got to get her going here. In the bottom of the seventh, they trail 8-4, and it's going to be Shinnerberry, and we roll back to the top to Brenna Homan. Shinnerberry trying to lay down a bunt here for a base hit to get on.
Trying to use her speed. She's got good wheels.
Yeah, it's so amazing.
Third baseman 25 feet away from her. There's the bunt. It goes over to the pitcher. Pitcher comes up with it, and she's going to fire and get it by a couple of steps.
Yep, just about the wrong place.
One up, one down. She went right back to the pitcher right there. Yeah, and Ashley Bowman come up with it, and she fired over to first baseman, and that's going to be quick one out. And now the Indians down to their final two outs. But we roll the top. We go to Brenna Homan, followed by Jackie Homan.
A lot of runs coming up here. A lot of hits, a lot of runs.
She runs it that one, and she's going to hit it foul right down the first baseline. That was her old getting the head start down the line and
chop it down on the ground.
The old drag hit.
She guarantee outrun you.
You know outrun Willie.
Yeah.
On her hands. Come on, 2-3. Here we go. We need base runners. Swing and a miss right there. Find yourself in a hole now. No balls, two strikes, one away here. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Indians need four to get this game tied up. That was the dirt. That's going to be ball one.
Let's go, Brenna. Need to be on base. If we can get on base and rattle the defense a little bit, that might give us what we need.
Yeah, certainly ain't going to hurt anything. That was taken a little bit low right there for ball two. I was nervous about that pitch right there. It looked pretty close in the bump.
Here we go, Brenna.
Now we got the 2-2. Need to get a base runner. That's going to hit her in the elbow, and that's going to be a one way to get on. That's
all
perfect.
Right.
I'll take away.
And now Jackie Homan, our pitcher's going to come to the plate.
Jackie Homan.
Jackie's got a chance to hit the cycle.
Yes, she does. I think she had the single in the first. She had a home run. And she had a
double. Oh, no.
Nope, she had a single. She's 3-for-3. She shows bunts, pulls back. Brenna's going to go down to second. She's going to be in there.
That's the way.
That's a call by the coach to get that runner over to second, but man, we wanted to get that force out, you know? We wanted to get out of that.
Yep.
Now, runner in scoring position.
Let's go, Jackie!
One ball, one strike to Homan. Brenna down to second. That one's high.
yes, it's just going to tighten things up a little bit. Their left fielder is playing on the fence.
Swing and a miss.
Get that hit parade that started. Let's go, Jackie.
Coach held her keeper head on the ball. She was. She was looking to watch that baby fly, wasn't she?
Two balls, two strikes, one out. Runner at second. Swing and a miss. Got her right there.
Got Hannah now.
So we go to the senior, Hannah Kanapke, with two away in the bottom of the seventh.
Now batting Canyon.
I guess we're where we want to be with 3, 4, and 5.
Well,
and more coming up.
Probably not with two outs. Yeah, we'd like to have. That's right.
Come on.
I don't have any problem with the hitters.
Nope.
First pitch in there, right at the belt. Swings and misses at that one. Now we're down to our last couple strikes here. And it calls time. Digs back in there. Bet a buck she's not going to make it out here.
Oh, nipper.
I thought I hit her in the first place.
I thought I hit her.
You feel it?
Yeah, I thought I hit her.
Really?
I heard it.
Good call. So, Hannah down to first after being hit by the pitch.
Lydia running.
Now we're going to have our cleanup hitter, Lydia Winning, to the plate. Lydia had a base hit in the third inning.
I think the umpire or the coach is saying, you know, this, it was almost a strike and a hitter. She's saying it's got to be inside. She didn't try to get away from it.
We'll take it.
Just questioning, I think, the call, maybe.
Yeah.
So Lydia steps in there. Runners at first and second.
Let's go, Lydia.
There's a ground ball. That's going to be a base hit. Out to left field. Here comes Brenna. Brenna's going to round third. She's going to come home, and now it's an 8-5 ball game.
Good job, Brenna.
Nice piece of hitting right there.
Hey, Lydia.
By Lydia, second base hit for her. Hannah can empty down to second. And now Rachel Tim, the tying run at the plate, boys.
Hits, hits, hits. Let's go.
Greasy on deck. There's a hard hit ball out towards left center, and that's going to fall in there. Here comes Hannah Kanapke. She's going to round third. She's coming home. Lydia Winning over to third.
Oh, no.
Picked her off first.
Oh, man. She rounded first. I thought she got back, but the umpire said she didn't get back, threw it over to first. Tagged her. I thought she was there.
How about that? Nice play by the Flyers. The shortstop got the ball, and she fired it over to first base, and she gets, son of a gun, she gets Rachel Tin off of first. The Indians made a stellar effort to try to come back in this ballgame, made it 8-6. That's going to be the final. We'll be back here in a couple of, after a couple of messages, and we'll go over some post-game stats.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you looking for a stress-free, mess-free meal? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Great pizza, wings, subs, and sandwiches. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them to reserve lanes for your birthday party and ask about their special bowling packages. Be sure to call them for some of their great wings for your graduation party or other get-together. Miracle Lanes, open Tuesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. 375-4274.
374.
All right, Calpy, we're back here. Indians fall 8-6 in a heartbreaker. Indians battled back. Yeah, they made two runs there in the bottom of the seventh, but fell a little short. And hats off to Marion. They played well.
They played a great game, Bobby. I mean, they came out, like you said earlier, they were aggressive with the bat, and that made a lot of difference.
Well, you know what? I mean, here we sit, Calpy. We watched the boys play last night. Their defense let them down. And I'm afraid you could say the same thing about Fort Carroll. If you talk to Coach Stevens, she'd say the same thing. Defensively, just too many errors. And we're a young team, and it's kind of smart and a tough way to lose, and you feel bad for the girls, heartbreaker. But they'll be back next,
Without a doubt. Hats off to the two seniors on our team.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Bobby, we got Hannah Kanatke and Aaliyah Jenkins, our two seniors. It's been through a lot of seasons, and I'm sure when they started, they didn't have many victories under their belt, and they really helped this program grow, hats off to them. So, got a few stats here real quick, and we'll get out of here. For the Marion Local Flyers, obviously they won the ball game 8-6. They picked up 8 runs on 12 hits. They stranded 7 base runners. They only struck out 3 times, and I committed 0 errors as far as I can tell. For the Indians, we had 6 runs. We had 9 hits. We stranded 7. We struck out 6 times, and we committed 4 errors. And I know that we gave them at least 3, if not 4, unearned runs, you take them off of there, and it's an Indian victory. But that's the way softball is played, and that's the way things go. So
yeah, the tone of the game was set in the first inning when we just didn't. They hit the ball very well where we weren't, but we made a couple of mistakes that gave them a little bit more momentum, and that just hurt us.
Well, it's one of those things. I'd love to see the Indians. They'll be back next year, and they're young, and Bobby said, we'll be all right. So
we're going to miss a couple of really good players next year, but
obviously you lose your seniors. But hey, for Dave Kalp and the Hall of Famer Bob Sugler and Neil Spencer, I think we're going to sign off here.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort and Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sportscast, and the sports department of Fort and Recovery Internet Radio, and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.